This is Comically, an exploration of the stories behind your favorite comic book characters, people, and events. Episode 5, Joker's Greatest Stories. I love the Joker. Love him. In fact, I would probably go as far as to say that he's one of the main reasons I love Batman so much. Interest in the Clown Prince of Crime has always been pretty high, but probably never as high as it is now, thanks to a killer arc on Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo's Batman recently, as well as constant rumors about his origins in next year's Suicide Squad movie. The Joker will, of course, be making his on-screen debut in Fox's amazing Gotham series, with the show premiering in just a couple of weeks. I thought it'd be a good time as any to talk about some of the best Joker stories ever. If you're looking for a history of the character, you'll have to wait a few months, but that is definitely an episode that is already in the works. Let's get down to business, shall we? Number 5, The Man Behind the Hood by Bill Finger and Lou Schwartz. The Red Hood has become a phenomenon unto itself, and his first appearance was in 1951's Detective Comics number 168, The Man Behind the Red Hood. If you've been watching Gotham, you may remember the Red Hood making an appearance in an episode of Season 1. What's important about this book is that it not only features the first appearance of the Red Hood, making this a very hot book for collectors right now, but it is also the first time anyone had attempted to write an origin story for the Joker, a story which has now been told and retold numerous times in comics, TV, and film. A criminal mastermind by the name of the Red Hood is looking to rob $1 million, only to be cornered by Batman and falling into a vat of chemicals, turning his hair green, skin white, and lips red. Now known as the Joker, he has since become Batman's greatest arch-nemesis and one of the greatest villains of all time. Number 4, The Joker's Five-Way Revenge by Denny O'Neil and Neil Adams. As Batman began to leave the 50s and 60s behind, the stories became a bit darker, and Batman 251 is among the first stories to truly portray the Joker as a murderous lunatic. The Neil Adams art alone is well worth the price of admission in this one, but this issue has really become a model for what most of us today know the Joker to be. Number 3, Batman Adventures Mad Love by Paul Dini and Bruce Timm. The story of the Joker saw an interesting twist in the early 90s with the introduction of Harley Quinn in the Batman animated series, which I watched incessantly as a kid. Harley Quinn has, of course, become a major tour de force in the DC Comics universe over the years, and has played a key role through various forms of media, including the very popular Batman games by Rocksteady, and of course, the upcoming Suicide Squad film everyone is so excited about. Quinn was a psychiatrist at Arkham Asylum who fell in love with the Joker, and became his insane sidekick, proving so popular with fans that she was brought into the DC Comics universe in the latter part of the decade. Maybe Mad Love is more about Quinn than Joker itself, but she has no doubt shaped how millions of children viewed the Joker due to the popularity of this series. Number 2, A Death in the Family by Jim Starlin and Jim Aparo. No list of great Joker stories would be complete without mentioning A Death in the Family, which took place in Batman Volume 1, issues 426 through 429. To me, Starlin and Aparo are Batman, as it is the era in which I began reading the books. But that's not why the story is great. I briefly mentioned the growing darkness in the Batman family of titles over the years, and it really doesn't get much darker than the story in these issues. While selling weapons to terrorists in the Middle East, the Joker runs across Jason Todd, the second Robin, and kills him in one of the most gruesome ways. Not just because of his methods, but because of the psychological scars with which it left Bruce. Additionally, it is an allegorical story representing the Iran-Contra scandal of the era, and really led the way for a comic book to be about more than the sum of its parts. And finally, number 1, of course, The Killing Joke by Alan Moore and Brian Boland. After many years of campy stories, Batman, and by association the Joker, became much darker over the years. The few stories remain as dark and demented as the greatest Joker story ever told, The Killing Joke. Even today, the story is beloved by many, and it is many new readers' go-to Joker story, so much so that it is still a top-selling trade nearly 30 years after its publication. If you want more, there is actually a book of collected Joker stories called The Greatest Joker Stories Ever Told, which is a collection of terrific single Batman Detective and Brave and the Bold issues, which is well worth a look. You can find it online for about $10, and I do have a direct link in the show notes to get that. Comically is hosted by Martin Ferretti and is a production of the Nerdy Legion Network. Get in touch with us by visiting the website nerdylegion.com or email us topic suggestions at comicallyshow@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at Geekvine and let me know what you think.
tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another crime before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so now you make me pay for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to never see you smile. You know you need and want to laugh, yet you claim it's not your style. Why do you hide behind that mask? I'm trying to do my part. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. You won't admit that we're the same, and it's tearing me apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold